Well, I think, you know, anytime you do well, you have positive emotions. When you don't do well, then, you know, until you do something well, it's hard to generate those. So we need to, wherever we're playing, we need to practice, home, away, whatever it is. You know, we go out there and make positive plays. We'll have energy. We'll feel good about it. We need to make those plays. They're not just going to happen on their own. Well, you know, Casey's worked hard. He's come in here and tried to learn what to do. Spent a lot of time with Brendan and some of our veteran players. You know, Vince has spent a lot of time with him as well. So, I mean, he's working at it. We'll just, you know, hopefully build on last week. I mean, really didn't get a chance to do anything with him that first week. We signed him on Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. But, you know, he was able to get involved a little bit last week, and we'll see if we can build on that and see where it takes us this week. You know, James is a hardworking guy. It's one of our, one of the hardest working guys on the team. You know, he has a role. He works very hard at it. Works hard in the offseason, works hard in practice. And, you know, he's improved in it's really his third year here. He's improved every year. And his role's expanded a little bit. You know, I don't think he's ever, you know, going to have the most expansive role on the team. But what he does is important, and he does it well. Yeah, I mean, Vince is always good with that. I mean, I think all the guys are. Chandler, Gerard, hi. You know, all the guys at Rob. I mean, they all think they will work well together as a front seven because it's all tied together and, you know, in the defensive line room. You know, they support each other and they try to help each other. And the guys that have more experience, you know, working with some of the other guys. But, I mean, in the end, you know, everybody's got to do their job. Obviously, Vince has, you know, had a big challenge this year himself personally. Forget about anybody else. And, you know, that's the most important thing is for him to handle that. But at the same time, you know, he always gives us great leadership. You know, he needs to, like all of us, needs to keep working on that. Needs to work on his blocking. Needs to work on his in the passing game, the running game, pass protection. I mean, all of it. I mean, he's a second-year player that's really a conversion from another position in college. I mean, there's a lot of things he can work on.
How is he progressing in that area from when you first?
I mean, he works hard. Man, nobody works harder than Tim. He spends extra time in the classroom, spends extra time on the field, works hard on the field. I mean, he does what he, you know, as much as he can do. Is he there yet? I mean, no, but I'd say he's gaining on it, you know, steadily.
What stands out
to you? Well, I mean, in order to, you know, to have success in this league, I mean, you've got to do well in your division. So it's a division game on the road. This is an opportunity for us. He's been impressive, you know, big, fast, very athletic, excellent hands. I mean, a catch he had at the end of the game against Detroit was, you know, kind of Larry Fitzgerald-like, you know. It was, I mean, he's a tough guy to miss throwing the ball. I mean, he's got great, great catch radius and long arms, good hands, strong hands. He's big, he's fast, and so it's pretty good.